आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। Elaborate arrangements in place for polling in third phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 93 constituencies spread across 10 states and one union territory to be covered in this phase. Campaigning gains momentum for next phase of Lok Sabha polls. IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions in several states. Indian women's 4x400 meter relay team qualifies for Paris Olympics. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 98 runs. And now the news in detail. Elaborate arrangements are in place for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. 93 constituencies spread across 10 states and one union territory will be covered in this phase tomorrow. In Gujarat, the Election Commission has undertaken various innovative initiatives to facilitate voters on polling day and increase voter turnout. Polling will be held for 25 Lok Sabha seats and 5 assembly seats in this state tomorrow. We have a report.
COP Bharti has sent around 20 lakh invitation letters to women voters in 13,000 polling booths, which had witnessed less women turnout compared to men in the last assembly elections. Commute app Rapido has launched a unique initiative, Savari Zimmedari Ki, in collaboration with Chief Election Office of Gujarat, under which Rapido will provide free bike taxi ride to voters after voting in major cities such as Ahmedabad, Vadodara, Rajkot, Anand and Surat. To give virtual experience of polling booth and polling procedure to the first-time voters, CEO Office in collaboration with GTPL has also launched Election Metaverse. Aparna Kund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The election campaign for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls in Madhya Pradesh ended yesterday. 9 Lok Sabha seats of the state will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Election material will be distributed to polling parties of these constituencies today. The Election Commission has made special arrangements for the convenience of polling personnel and voters in view of the heat wave.
The Election Commission has set up a 2-bed mini ICU at polling material distribution site in Sihora, Bhopal Lok Sabha constituency. Keeping the rising temperature in mind, arrangements are being made at the polling stations for Jaljeera, Ampanna, Buttermilk, Sharbat, Cold Water, Shamiana, seating arrangements and medicines. Meanwhile, the election campaign for the fourth phase is also at its peak. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in favor of Congress candidate in Jobat of Alirajpur district and Saigaon of Khargone district today. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will campaign in Ujjain and Khandwa, State BJP President Vishnu Datta Sharma in Bhopal, and former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will campaign in Vidisha. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Chhattisgarh, voting will be held tomorrow in 7 parliamentary constituencies under the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. Polling teams were dispatched yesterday for difficult areas, while for most of the polling booths, teams will be sent today. All preparations for polling have been completed. More from our correspondent.
The temperature has crossed 40 degrees Celsius in many parts of Chhattisgarh. Keeping in mind the scorching heat, medical kits are being given to the polling parties leaving for the polling stations. It contains 13 essential medicines as well as ORS packets. Besides, all health centers, primary health centers and community health centers have also been alerted for any emergency. Voting in Chhattisgarh will be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Meanwhile, an advisory has been issued by the Meteorological Department for voters. It says that elderly voters should vote by 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
In Uttar Pradesh, polling parties are being dispatched for their destinations to conduct free and fair polls tomorrow for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. 10 Lok Sabha seats of the state will go to polls in this phase. Our correspondent reports, star campaigners of different political parties will be in the state to campaign for the next phase of elections.
Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will have meeting of party functionaries in Raebareli, from where his brother and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is contesting. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of State Yogi Adityanath will address political rallies in Unnao, Hardoi and Shahjahanpur districts. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will spend whole day in Kannauj for canvassing, from where he is a candidate and contesting against incumbent MP and BJP candidate Subrat Pathak. On the other hand, many candidates will file their nominations today for the rest of the phases of elections. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Campaigning has intensified for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Voting in this phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats, spread across 10 states and a union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates from 10 states and one union territory are in the fray for this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a public meeting at Kanishi under Gopalpur Assembly constituency in Ganjam district and another public meeting at Chikili ground in Nabarangpur district of Odisha today. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Odisha after announcement of polls for the Lok Sabha and Odisha Assembly, which are going to be held simultaneously from the 13th of May in four phases. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a public meeting today in Samastipur district of Bihar. He will hold the election rally this afternoon in support of BJP candidate Nityanand Rai at Narghogi in Sarai Ranjan under Ujjiarpur parliamentary constituency. From the Grand Alliance, the RJD has fielded former State Minister Alok Kumar Mehta from Ujjiarpur seat. RJD leader and former Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Yadav will campaign in Saran and Sivan parliamentary constituencies. Notification for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Orissa, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Nominations can be filed till the 14th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on the 1st of June. The Vishakhapatnam Lok Sabha constituency is a high-profile and keenly contested seat in Andhra Pradesh. Known for its political awareness, the contest in this constituency always remains intense and close. More from our correspondent.
Vishakhapatnam has one of the biggest major ports and a flourishing pharma special economic zone. Contesting from the NDA alliance is M. Sri Bharat from Telugu Desam Party. Mr. Bharat lost the previous election in 2019 by 4,400 votes, despite the Telugu Desam Party winning 4 out of the 7 assembly constituencies in this Lok Sabha segment. The main rival YSR Congress Party has fielded Bossa Jhansi Lakshmi, a senior leader who earlier served as Member of Parliament from the nearby Vijayanagaram constituency. While the YSR Congress Party is promising to make Vishakhapatnam the executive capital of Andhra Pradesh, the Telugu Desam Party plans to convert Vishakhapatnam into a fintech and healthcare hub. The privatization of Vishakhapatnam steel plant remains an important electoral issue though. 1,991 polling stations are being readied for election on May 13th and 33 candidates are in the contest. Shri Sai for Akashwani News, Vishakhapatnam.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The passenger ferry service between India and Sri Lanka will resume from the 13th of this month, tentatively, at a much lesser price. The service connects Nagapattinam in India and Kankisanthurai, KKS, near Jaffna, in the northern province of Sri Lanka. The ferry service was launched in October 2023 by the Shipping Corporation of India, SCI. The ferry service will be operated by a private operator, Industry Ferry Services, selected by SCI in consultation with the Government of Sri Lanka. In order to make the service affordable and attractive for passengers, the Government of India has decided to bear the cost towards relevant charges and operating cost at Nagapattinam port to the tune of over 25 million LKR per month for a period of 1 year. Similarly, the Sri Lankan government has reduced the deviation tax currently charged to passengers leaving Sri Lanka by passenger vessels and ships. This is in keeping with India's strong commitment to Sri Lanka's economic recovery and its march towards progress and prosperity, along with and in close collaboration with India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over parts of Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Maharashtra and Karnataka today. The IMD has said that these conditions will also prevail over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till the 9th of this month. A report.
Along with heat wave, the IMD has also forecast rainfall in different parts of the country. The IMD said that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are very likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 6 days. These conditions will also be present over Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha till the 9th of this month. In South India, these conditions will continue over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during the next 4 days. The weather agency said that maximum temperatures will rise by about 2 degrees Celsius over parts of northwest and central India during the next 2 days. No significant change is expected over the rest of the country.
Adarsh Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports now. The Indian women's 4x400m relay team has qualified for the Paris Olympics after finishing second in its second round heat at the World Athletics Relays at Nassau in Bahamas. The quartet of Rupal Chaudhary, M.R. Poovamma, Jyothika Shirandi and Subha Venkateshan clocked 3 minutes and 29.35 seconds to finish second behind Jamaica to book a Paris Games ticket. The Indian team had finished fifth in the first round qualifying heat yesterday with a time of 3 minutes and 29.74 seconds. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR, defeated host Lucknow Super Giants by a huge margin of 98 runs at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing the target, Lucknow were bundled out for 137 in 16.1 overs. Put in to bat first, KKR amassed a total of 235 runs for 6 in 20 overs. Sunil Narine was the top scorer for Kolkata, scoring 81 runs in just 39 balls, while Naveen ul Haq took 3 wickets for Lucknow. With this win, KKR is at the top of the points table with 16 points. Early in the first match last evening, Chennai Super Kings defeated Punjab Kings by 28 runs. Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30, we will bring an insightful discussion on need for digital awareness and cyber security concerns with Akhilesh Kaur, cyber security expert from Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, and Dr. Gulshan Rai, senior IT expert. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our guests about various cyber threats and ways to protect data and systems. To participate, simply dial telephone numbers 011-234-21050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. Phase 3 poll din ends, will seal Shah Shivraj fate is the top headline in the Tribune, while the Indian Express writes, Constitution quota at center stage, Phase 3 campaign for 93 seats ends. Complaint against Rahul raises question over his nomination, writes the Pioneer. Border talks with China are progressing well, says Rajnath, is a headline on the front page of Hindustan Times, quoting the defense minister. Indian wrestler Bajrang Punia is in limelight again, the Pioneer reports. Punia in tight spot, NADA suspends him for missing dope test. PWDs to get quotas on all trains, irrespective of concessional fares, informs the Hindu. ISC and ICSC results to be announced today is reported by all dailies, and the Times of India writes about Wan Shija breaking an unconventional glass ceiling. She is the first female toddy tapper. Can't keep a determined woman down, shows Kerala's first woman toddy tapper. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Renu. And now before we end, the headlines once again. Elaborate arrangements in place for polling in third phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 93 constituencies spread across 10 states and one union territory to be covered in this phase. Campaigning gains momentum for next phase of Lok Sabha polls. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions in several states. Indian women's 4x400m relay team qualifies for Paris Olympics. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeat Lucknow Super Giants. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.